Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. This is going to be a crazy, wild show. It's a show about stories. It's a show about feel-great stories. I don't know about you, but everybody just can't wait to tell me something that went wrong, that happened to them, that isn't right. Feel great stories is what we're going to do today. And I'm almost at a loss for words because I just arrived at the studio maybe 2 minutes ago. Guess what happened to me today? But before I go on, for all my new listeners, Reality Spirituality, what the heck is that? What the hell is reality spirituality? Well, let me tell you. Reality spirituality is a term that I use to dissect our everyday experiences to find out why. Why we are not as happy as we could be. And before I go on, I want to invite you to call in, share your stories, comments, questions, suggestions. The number here to talk to me live is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Oh, my goodness. Usually, and you people are getting this hot off the press. I mean, this just happened to me less than a half hour ago. Before my show on Sunday, I usually relax, think about what I'm going to say, what is the topic, you know, just kind of just take a walk in the park, skip through the tulips. But today I decided to do something different before the show. Guess what I chose to do before my show? I chose to go to Costco. That's right. Costco opens at 10 o'clock and I'm going to get in and out. I had maybe 8 things on my list of what I needed from Costco that I just had to have today. Had to have them. Some of those things, it doesn't even matter what it was. But, you know, monthly shopping. I figured I can get in, get out, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Tops. And I did. Got all my shopping done. Zip, 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 zippity zip. I was in and out, back to my car before 10:30. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to take a little drink of water. Back to my car by 10:30. packed up all the groceries in the trunk of the car. Now, before I go on, I have to let you know, I have an old car. Now, it's a very expensive car that my father bought for me. But it's old. It's a 1995, and things aren't working on it like it used to. And one of those things that doesn't work anymore on my car, one of hundreds of things, are the locks. I used to be able to push a button, and all of the locks in my car, there are four doors, all of the locks on my cars would just bounce up, push another button, and then it would drop down. So I was able to open and close, and I mean, I was able to lock and unlock my car just by pushing a button. But guess what? That doesn't work anymore. All my locks are broken. So I have to manually, just like in the cave days, use a key. And the only door I can open with my key is the driver's side. Why? Because on the passenger side, this was a few months ago, somebody tried to break in the car, dented the lock. I can't even put the key in. It doesn't work anymore. And there's no locks for the back doors. You have to open those automatically. So my locks don't work. I packed all my groceries in the trunk. And this is what I always do. Open the door. I put my keys in the ignition. Put my wallet in the car. The phone was already in the car. And as soon as I finish loading the groceries, I'm ready to go, right? Wrong. Wrong. I packed up the groceries, slammed the trunk down. Oh, that's another thing. The trunk lock doesn't work either, so I have to really slam the trunk down with both hands just to close the trunk. Walk to the driver's side, and the door is ajar. It's not closed, but it's ajar. And I'm trying to open the door, but now the lock, the little push-down lock, has dropped a little bit. In other words, it's jammed. I cannot open my door because the lock is down halfway. And when I say the lock, you know the little buttons that go up and down? It fell halfway. Now, if it falls halfway, that means the car is locked. So I open and I'm singing, okay, back and forth, juggling, and I can't open the door. So then I just close it because I think if I close it, then I can open it again. Wrong. I locked myself out of my car. And it's 10:30 in the Costco parking lot. All the doors are locked. And then I say, okay, walk back to Costco, spoke with one of the ladies that, you know, lets you in and out. I said, do you have any of the guys in the parking lot? Can anybody open the car door? No, but I'll give you a suggestion. Why don't you go over to the tire center? Okay. Surely somebody is going to be able to open the door at the tire center because there are mechanics over there, correct? Go over to the tire center. Of course, there's a long line, and I have to wait in line like everybody else. Get up to the front of the counter, and I say, listen, can somebody in the tire center help me? I've locked my keys in the car, and the gentleman says, we used to have those tools to open up cars, but we don't anymore. Well, you have AAA? No. well, basically, he gave me the look like, well, you're screwed. He says, what I can do for you is give you a telephone book, and you can look up locksmiths or different companies. I said, oh, thank you. Well, guess what? I can't read anything because I don't have my reading glasses on. So this telephone book looked like just a big blur to me. And I said, well, I can't read it. I can't see my glasses. And he was so busy helping other people, he did actually look up some numbers for me, dialed a couple of numbers. Of course, they were the wrong number or they were disconnected. And all in all, I'm sitting there thinking, I have a radio show at 12 o'clock to get to. Now it's 10:45. I had to breathe, take a couple of deep breaths, and I had to think, you know what? If I'm not home by the time the radio show is supposed to start, then what can I do? I mean, I'm stuck. I called a friend of mine that lives within 5 minutes away from Costco. Of course, he wasn't there. I'm thinking, where's my spare key? I have a spare key at home. All of these things are going through my head, and I'm sure all of you have at least had an experience with this. With this meaning a situation where you're locked out of the house or the car. But I don't know if you've had the same experience being locked out of the car and you had a radio show to do in a less hour and a half. Anyway, I digress. I'm still in the tire center, and the gentleman is helping me in between, and it's just taking a long time. So finally, by magic, someone else from Costco walks in. I don't know if he's working in the automotive section, in the tire section, but he just happened to walk in. And I said, can you help me? I've locked my keys in the car. Bottom line is he took his cell phone out, and he tried to call AAA because according to him, AAA will come out as long as you have a card. He calls AAA, and guess what? He hears a recording that says, there's a 15-minute wait until we answer your call. 15 minutes just to answer the call. So he was on duty. I mean, he was at work. So he said, listen, I'll just look through this phone book and find a locksmith for you. Thank you. We called. He found someone, and he says, well, we're not going to come out for less than $95. For $95 is what we charge to open a car door lock. Now, I know that it's going to be very difficult to open this car because I don't know if I told you, this Mercedes is built like a friggin' tank. An explosion. I didn't buy it new. My father bought it for me, but I didn't buy it new. I bought it used. And it's got bulletproof windows. I don't know why, how, but it is built like a tank. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell are you going to be able to get into this car? Well, I'm going to take a quick break. And I'm going to share with you the rest of the story in about 30 seconds. And I want to invite you to call in with your feel-good stories, too. Because this story, as all stories, have a happy ending. Call in 646-564-9619. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. This is Rebecca Norrington. Talk to you back in 30 seconds.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality.
Okay. Why? I have people laughing already. Listen, I haven't even told you the rest of the story, but listen to this. Where did I leave off? I finally got a hold of a tow truck company in the area. And they said, yes, we're in the area within 5 minutes. We'll be out there. Yes, we can open the lock. It's going to be $95 if you don't have a AAA card, which I do not. Okay, so now I said, how long is it going to take you to get here? He said, oh, 15, 20 minutes. I said, okay, where are you? Now, I don't know, but a Costco parking lot is huge. I said, why don't you just meet me in front of the tire center? I'm going to be standing right there and just meet me. Okay. Told him what I was wearing. 15 minutes later, I see this truck, this AAA truck, custom lock, advertising on the side, zooming by the tire center. Zip, zip, zoom, zoom. So fast that I couldn't even get the guy's attention. He was zipping around the tire center, around through the parking lot, back and forth and back and forth. And I'm there waving my hands. Here I am over here. Well, finally, after 5 minutes of this Indy car racer going through, back and forth through parking lot aisles, he sees me. I see him. We get to the car. And I asked him, I said, can you open, because Mercedes cars are just, they're just built differently. Oh, I opened a Mercedes car. I've opened up one of these cars, about a year ago. It's not easy. Now it's 11 o'clock, 11:10. Yeah, it's getting closer. He does everything he can. He's working on this door. He's working on the back door, on the front door, on the side door. To no avail. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is the universe trying to teach me? Well, I know one of the things that the universe always teaches me, that everything is in order. Trust that everything is okay. It's happening exactly the way it should. Look for the good, blah, 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 and blah. So I'm taking a few deep breaths, and he says, you know what? I might not be able to open this door. I mean, he's trying, and he's, one thing I like about this guy, his name was Al. He was fast. He had energy of zip, zip, zip. And I like people that move fast, especially if they're working on something for me. He says, well, we have someone else at the shop that is an expert in opening up Mercedes doors. And I said, oh, well, I went under, you know, of course, to myself. Well, why the hell didn't you call him? Why am I getting you? But he did give the other guy a call because it wasn't working. He wasn't able to open the door. The four doors that he tried. But this guy, Al, he was persistent. And there's so many different tools to get a car door open. I don't know. It's the pump. It's the jimmy. It's a thread. I mean, there was just a lot of different ways he was trying to open this door. And the other guy, Marcos, arrived. But right when Marcos arrived, guess what? Al finally got the door open. And it was as if I won the lotto. I was cheering and screaming and thank you and doing jumping jacks and zippity zip. Now it's 11:30. my show is on at 12. I've got to get back to the studio, take a few breaths, relax. But the bottom line is this. Whatever struggle, whatever challenge, whatever happens to you, breathe through it, relax, and know that everything is going to be okay. And that was my morning. Now, I have a few other stories I wanted to share with you. In fact, this is one of my favorite feel-good stories, and this just happened to me 2 weeks ago. But before I do, I want to again let you know that you can call in and share your story. 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. A little bit of background. I was married. I was married in 1980, divorced 1989, almost 10 years. And we are good friends. At this moment, we are great friends. In fact, he's like a brother to me. We get along great. And of course, there was a time, maybe about 5 or 6 years, that a little rocky. But in the last 5 years, we've been really, really, really good friends. And he would attest to that. Steve-O Bevo, if you're listening. A couple weeks ago, I received an email at my office. And this is what the email said. Now listen. Rebecca, I recently found a wallet laying in the middle of the street in the city of Anaheim. Now, I work downtown. Let me get back to the email. I was unable to locate a phone number for the owner, Stephen, and I won't say his last name, but that's my ex-husband. But I did locate an email from you to Stephen in his wallet. If possible, would you please have Steve call my cell phone so that I can return his wallet? Let him know the wallet is in good hands and there's no need to cancel any credit cards, etc. Thank you, Lieutenant Rodney Cox. I work in Los Angeles. Steve works in the Anaheim area. So that's probably how. Anyway, let me get back to the story because I could just get off on a tangent. I call Lieutenant Cox, and he is a police officer for the Orange County. Lieutenant Rodney Cox for the Orange County Police Department. And I called just to make sure that everything is legit and where is the wallet. And I had a short conversation with him, and he says, yeah, I found the wallet. I was driving, and there was a man that was going through the wallet, rifling through the wallet. Now, he says, I don't know if he was going to steal the contents or if he was looking for the owner, but he basically stopped this gentleman that was looking through the wallet just on a hunch, and he just could feel that this wasn't this gentleman's wallet on the street. And Lieutenant Cox was off duty. So when I found all this information out that, yes, this was legitimate, I called Steve immediately, and I said to him, I said, hey, good morning. Good morning. He calls me Beck, short for Becky. He says, hey, Beck, and I said, where's your wallet? what? I said, you can thank me now or you can thank me later. I said, but I know where your wallet is. And he says, come on, are you kidding? So I could feel him over the phone looking through his pants and, where is my wallet? I said, well, and I repeated this email to him. And I said, it's Lieutenant. And Steve works in Anaheim. So the Lieutenant Cox was in the same area. And what happened was, Steve told me later, that he had his wallet and he placed it on the bumper of his car or the bumper of the work van. And he was driving with the wallet on the bumper, and the wallet didn't fall out or fall off the bumper until he got close to the freeway. And that's exactly where Lieutenant Cox found the wallet, or found this gentleman looking through the wallet. And Steve was just could not believe it. I mean, can you think about the chances of finding a wallet? There's no information other than an address and the name, and finding an email that I had sent to Steve. Now, what was the email? Well, the interesting thing is the email was about this reality spirituality, about staying mindful and conscious of this life is a gift, and everything that happens to you is a present also. And Steve is this wonderful, wonderful man who likes to, he's really into reading, you know, a short little paragraph or a short sentence that I might put together and send to him. And this email that I sent to him was over, 6 months old. And he liked it so well that he printed it out and put it in his wallet. And that was how Lieutenant Cox found my email address. The universe is just amazing with all of the ways that they work. So Steve went and met Lieutenant Cox, picked up his wallet, and of course he tried to offer Lieutenant Cox money. And Lieutenant Cox says, no, I'm not going to accept any money. He says, I'm not going to. He says it's part of what I do. It's who I am. And I wrote back to Lieutenant Cox and I said, thank you so much for your service. And more importantly, thank you for your daily personal sacrifice. And bless you and your family. And Lieutenant Cox wrote back, thank you, Rebecca, for your kind words of gratitude. I'm just happy Steve got his wallet back. The gentleman in the street collecting all of the content deserves the credit for finding the wallet. I was just simply the delivery mechanism. The whole interesting thing to this incident is how I was able to contact you to get in touch with Steve. I mean, that is just a miracle. Steve is not only a blessed and lucky man to get his wallet returned, but also to have people that care for his well-being and success in his life. I just wanted to share, that is a feel-good story. And we're coming to the end. Jesus, this goes by so fast. We're coming to the end of our half hour and the end of our show. So join me tomorrow. This is Rebecca Norrington, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.